Hello, everybody, and welcome to the call. I am beyond excited to be here with you all today, and I am so looking forward to sharing this time with you and really seeing how we can all move forward in our lives into courage and beyond fear. This is an introductory class that complements my monthly Inner Circle membership, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. And for those of you who are new to my calls, I'm Pragito, your host, and I will talk for approximately 25 minutes, and then I will open the lines up for questions. So you can be writing your questions down as you listen to me, and if you want to take notes, that's fine. If you prefer not to take notes, this call is being recorded, so you will receive the recording within a couple of days. So this free call, the courage to face your fears. What is fear? Fear always involves some kind of desire. You want to be rich, successful, famous. You want your kid to go to a certain college. You want to not be fired from your job. You want a certain amount of money in your bank account for your retirement. You want your daughter to stop dating the boy with the piercings. You want to control the time your spouse spends watching sports. You want, you want, you want. Fear arises out of the desire to possess, out of the desire for things to be a certain way. And when you insist, that things have to be a certain way, you can miss what life is offering you. So when you let go of your attachment to the way you want things to look, you can relax and allow things to happen. And I don't mean that you fall into an apathetic, aimless state of passivity. Have your desires, have your goals, but let go of your attachment, and the key word here is attachment. Let go of your attachment that they have to manifest in a particular way. Now, can fear be mastered or eliminated altogether? Fear cannot be mastered or eliminated altogether. It can only be understood. If you try to master your fear or remain repressed, it will travel deep into your unconscious and complicate things for you. When fear is in your unconscious, it can manipulate you because you have no awareness of it and you cannot understand it. Fear cannot be eliminated. Fear is an energy, and no energy can be destroyed. And that is good for you, actually. Because you, when you're in fear, you can run so fast you could win an Olympic gold medal. I mean, you need fear to protect you, so you don't want to eliminate it. So fear is a reality in our lives and has to be faced, understood, and befriended. Fear is here to help you. And what if you say, oh, I should not be afraid, or I should be more courageous and not be a wimp? Then you are judging yourself and not accepting yourself. When you learn how to soften, understand, and compassionately look into your fear, it transforms into peace and love. So fear can, the energy of fear can be transformed. And the opposite of fear is love. So fear can be transformed into love when you let it, when you allow it. And one of the keys is allowing yourself to experience your fears. So instead of shutting down and running away from the fear by engaging in all kinds of distractions, like obsessively checking your text messages or spending too much time on the internet, sit with yourself. Allow your feelings, however uncomfortable they are, allow them to be there. Because in the very feeling lies the healing. In the very allowing, fears dissolve. Don't be afraid of fear. Befriend and embrace it. This will free you to experience more joy and less fear. Now let's just look at what is it that you are afraid of exactly. I mean, there's so many different types of fears people have, like fear of failure, fear of success, fear of looking foolish, fear of speaking, public speaking, fear of loneliness, fear of poverty. All of these fears that run around in our heads. But what is at the root of it all? Your greatest fear is actually your fear of losing yourself, which might be in death or it might be in love, but the fear is the same, of losing yourself. And what does that mean exactly? At the root of this fear is a fear of life. Are you really jumping into life and participating totally? Or do you live out of fear while trying to control everything that happens around you? An understanding of fear can help you accept yourself rather than to fight and judge yourself. So fear is natural. It's normal. We're all human. We're all human beings. Everybody has fear to a greater or lesser degree. And without fear, you know, you can't survive because fear will stop you putting your hand in the fire, you avoid poison, and you run when you hear a truck driver honking his horn, yes? So you have to protect yourself, and you have a right to do that. So that's all good. And the fear of death is not actually a fear of death, but a fear of being unfulfilled with your life. People have a fear of running out of time. They're always like, there isn't enough time for this, there isn't enough time. Fear of time, at the root of it, is the fear of unlived moments and unlived life or unfulfilled creative expression. That's what's at the root of it. Why is there now this obsession with anti-aging and all these creams and plastic surgery and all these things? What is that about? People are determined to look younger to defy the ticking clock of time. But here's the thing. When you live your life to the fullest, which includes acknowledging fear when it's present, any fear of death dissolves. Because when you get to your deathbed, you don't have any regrets. There's no like, oh, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. And I've never heard of anybody being on their deathbed and saying, I wish I had more money. But they might say things like, I wish I'd spent more time with my children. I wish I'd spent more time on my art or my dancing or my writing. I wish I'd traveled more. Things like that. But nobody says, oh, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. Because life wants you to celebrate, to enjoy your time here. And how do you do that? By being in the present moment. Whatever you're doing in the present moment, do it totally. And go for the things in your life that you really want to do, your dreams. Because here's the thing, life is uncertain. Its very nature is uncertain. And an intelligent person always remains uncertain. Because think about it, if everything in life was totally certain, then would be kind of boring, wouldn't it? I mean, if you knew everything that was going to happen in your life. And so this very readiness to remain in the uncertainty is courage. And it's trust. And a courageous person is one who remains alert, whatever the situation, and responds with his or her whole heart. And not that we know what is going to happen, not that we know do this and that will happen. Life is not a science. It's like heat the water to 100 degrees and it evaporates. That's a certainty. That's science. But in real life, nothing is certain like that. Our relationships, our creativity, our work, you know, none of it's certain. But that's the joy. That's our freedom. Because each one of us is a freedom, an unknown freedom. That's impossible to predict, impossible to expect. We have to live in awareness and understanding and courage. Courage to speak our truth. Because you cannot be truthful if you are not courageous. You cannot be loving if you are not courageous. You cannot be trusting if you are not courageous. You cannot inquire into reality if you are not courageous. So courage comes first and everything else follows. So rather than focusing on the fear, apart from understanding and befriending it and loving yourself no matter what, let's look at courage. Courage means going into the unknown in spite of all the fears. It doesn't mean fearlessness. Fearlessness happens if you go on being courageous and more courageous. That is the ultimate experience of courage, fearlessness. That is the fragrance when the courage has become absolute through practicing, through experimenting, through experiencing. But in the beginning, there's not much difference between a coward and a courageous person. The only difference is the coward listens to their fears and follows them, and the courageous person puts them aside and goes ahead anyway. The courageous person is very aware of the fears and goes ahead anyway, like Christopher Columbus. Yeah, where would we all be if he hadn't gone ahead anyway into his fears? So the fears, they start disappearing the more and more you go on accepting the challenges that come up again and again. Because the courage grows and the fears disappear. It's a magical formula. The experience of the joy that the unknown brings, the great ecstasy that starts happening with the unknown makes you strong enough, gives you a certain integrity, makes your intelligence sharp. And for the first time, you start feeling that life is an adventure, not just a boring routine. And then slowly, slowly the fears disappear. Then you're always seeking and searching for the next adventure. So basically, courage is risking the known for the unknown, the familiar for the unfamiliar, the comfortable for the uncomfortable. And the rewards are unbelievable. And so I just here want to distinguish between flexibility and rigidity, because flexibility is courage. Flexibility is like water. Water always finds its way to the ocean. Water also can transform into ice or into steam. It has tremendous flexibility. And the more that you can be like water with just tremendous flexibility in life, the more joy you will experience and the more success. Rigidity is fear. Rigidity is tensing up and can create pain and dis-ease in the body. And it blocks off love and opportunities. Opportunities that can bring us more joy and more abundance. So, being courageous means to live with the heart, because the word courage comes from the Latin root cor, C-O-R, which means heart. So it's the way of the heart. And it's to live in love and in trust, to move into the unknown, leaving the past and allowing the future to be. The head is a business person. The head always calculates, it's cunning. The heart is non-calculating. See, to live through the heart is to discover meaning, meaning and purpose. Poets live through the heart. And what is in your mind is all that you have known. It's the past. It's the accumulated past, the memory. The heart is the future. The heart is always the hope. Heart is always somewhere in the future. The future is yet to come. It's yet to be. It's a possibility. It will come. It's already coming, because every moment the future is becoming the present and the present is becoming the past. The past has no possibility. It's already gone. It's dead. The future is like a seed. It is coming. It's always coming, reaching a meeting with the present moment. You are always moving. The present is nothing but a movement into the future. That's why being in the present moment is so important, because your present moment invites the next moment and the next moment. The present moment is an invitation to your future. So the more joy, the more presence you have in the present moment, you're setting the seeds for your future. And so one thing that is going to help you tremendously is to be authentic about your joy, your tears, your dance, because sooner or later there will be people who will start understanding you. And it takes courage to be authentic. You have to speak your truth and follow your passion, follow your dreams, follow your heart. And yes, some people won't like it, but you will find people who will like that about you. Your responsibility is towards your heart, your own heart, not towards anybody else, and what they want you to do and what they want for you. No, it has to be what you want for you. So your responsibility is only towards your own being. And so, listening to your heart, you will never be divided. Listening to your own heart, you start moving in the right direction without ever thinking about what is right and what is wrong. And you listen to your heart consciously, alertly, attentively, and follow it. Go wherever it takes you. And in my experience, this is so true. And sometimes I follow my heart and I really don't know why I'm doing something. But I find out later, oh, I know what. Yes, your heart is always right. Your intuition, your inner guidance, your inner compass. And sometimes you might fall, but you rise up again. This is how you gather strength, by falling and rising again. This is how you could become integrated. And don't follow rules imposed from the outside. Never be an imitator always be original, because there's only one of you. You are unique in this world. And life is really a dance. For each one of you, an original dance. So respect yourself, respect your own inner voice, and follow it. And even if you follow something and it doesn't work out, just accept that's how it is, because if you make what's called mistakes, and all mistakes are good, then that helps you recognize what is right for you. And I love this subject of mistakes, because I was a mistake. My parents didn't want to have any more children. And then they had me. I appeared. So I was a mistake. And, you know, I'm glad they made that mistake. And there's a lot of people in the world who are glad they made that mistake. And so don't be worried about mistakes. They're good. Just keep going. You know, this is what your freedom is about. Freedom is about being able to make mistakes. Because life is not so fixed. You know, if you've been told this is right and this is wrong, but life itself isn't that fixed. Because what is right today may be wrong tomorrow. And the thing that's wrong in this moment may be right the next moment. Life cannot be pigeonholed. You can't label it so easily, this is right and this is wrong. Life is not a pharmacy where every bottle is labeled and you know what is what. Life is a mystery. One moment something fits and then it is right. Another moment, it doesn't fit any longer. Because things have changed, circumstances have changed, the energy has changed. What do I mean by right? By right, I mean that which is harmonious with existence. And that which is disharmonious with existence is wrong. And this is why you have to be alert in each moment, because it has to be decided in each moment fresh. You can't depend on ready-made formulas and answers. And this is where, when you follow your heart, your heart will always tell you yes or no in that moment. Your heart always knows. Your intuition, your inner guidance, always knows in each moment what is right for you and what is not. And so the more you learn to listen to your heart, the more your life flows with grace and ease. And of course, along with the courage from your heart, trust lives in the heart. Trust. And the more you follow your heart, your trust grows deeper and the fears dissolve. Now let's look at three solutions. Well, I've mentioned one already, so it's really four. One solution is allow yourself to experience your fears. Don't repress them. Allow them, sit with them, be with them, and they will dissolve. It can be uncomfortable. It's the not so fun part, but it's a very powerful exercise. Another powerful exercise, number two, experience your moments of joy. Now, this might sound obvious, but a lot of people have a pattern of expecting the other shoe to drop when life is going well. If you are such a person, become aware of this habit, first of all, that when things are going really, really well, probably everything will go wrong tomorrow. Probably I've made all this money, I'll probably lose it now. Or, you know, see if you have those it's called foreboding joy. Like you have the joy, but all these foreboding thoughts start appearing. So first of all, become aware if you have this habit. And then put your energy, attention, and focus on really experiencing your moments of joy without assuming that disaster awaits you around the corner. Because what if around the corner there's even more joy? Because actually there is. I guarantee it. There is. There's endless joy around the corner and all the corners. Because love, joy, and happiness are your natural state. Abundance is your natural state. That's who we are, all of us. And it's only your programming of fear and scarcity that tells you otherwise. So the more you become aware of your fear and ignore it, the more joy you will experience. Now, number three solution is to understand that fear is the absence of love. Love is the opposite of fear. The problem with something that is absent is you cannot do anything with it directly. Fear is like darkness, which is the absence of light. There's nothing you can do with darkness directly because it is an absence of something, which leaves you nothing to work with. But you can bring in more light. Switch on the light. Yes? If you want darkness, switch off the light. You work directly with the light, not with the darkness. The same is true with fear and love. Don't bother with the fear. Focus on love. Start loving. Love is born within you. It's an intrinsic quality. Start giving love, sharing it, allowing it to flow out of you. And if you do that, it grows. Don't hold back. Don't be miserly with your love. Because when you give love, in the very giving, you become richer. Because your love starts radiating outward. And then your fear starts to naturally disappear. Fear cannot be there when you're filled with love. They can't exist together, and love will always win. So it's not a question of dropping fear more. It's a question of sharing your love. Start loving. Start being more loving. And the fourth solution is laughter. Laughter is a very powerful energy. You can't be laughing and fearful at the same time. So find out about my laughter meditation, which is very popular, as you can imagine, and start practicing that. Practicing laughter meditation, practicing being more loving, practicing experiencing your moments of joy, and experiencing your fears when they come. Don't repress them. So I'm going to open the lines up now for you.
That's what he was saying. He goes, I didn't say I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hello? Yes, so I just opened the lines up. So if anybody has a question, whoever's on the phone with somebody, could you please?
No, I've got my machine on. Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that talking?
I just didn't want to cry it alone, dear.
Who is that talking? Okay, whoever keeps talking, could you please press *6 and mute yourself out of the call? Because I want to keep the lines open now so that people can ask questions. Thank you very much.
Press *6. This is Brigido. It's Joanne. Can you hear me? I had a question.
Joanne, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, hi. It's good timing for me. I just got on the call, but I'm giving a talk. I was invited to give a presentation.
Joanne, wait a second. Who is that who is talking in the background? Could you please press *6 and mute yourself out of the call? Okay, Joanne,
yeah.
Yes.
We'll try again. Yeah, I was invited to give a talk at the Commonwealth Club.
And oh, so gonna, fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm giving a talk. It's a, you know, probably one of the most, very prestigious place to speak, and
sure.
I'm really honored to speak there, and I'll be talking to this Tuesday, September 15th, and I've done a lot of preparation for it, so I feel very ready, but there's, a bit of a fear factor in that it's a, high-level audience, and I would like this to turn into, maybe doing a TED Talk, and talking for corporations. So I'm just wondering if you could help me with sort of getting over the nervousness or fear and visualizing success or any suggestions before going on on stage and all.
Yes, well, laughter, as I mentioned, is a very powerful way to dissolve fear. So anything you can do to make yourself laugh. When is this talk?
This Tuesday.
This Tuesday, okay. Comedy shows, comedy movies, get a joke book. Try and keep yourself in the energy of laughter and fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because you can't be afraid or worried and laughing at the same time. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. Also, love, I mentioned. So do you have some people in your life who love you very much?
Yes, uh-huh. I have good friends.
Good. So make a practice of receiving love.
Okay.
And really focus on hugs and talk to your friends or spend time with your friends. And receiving love is that you breathe it in through your chest.
Okay.
And that will help you feel good about yourself and loved. And then, there's no fear when you feel loved.
And what is this something I could say to myself?
Pardon?
Is this not, when I do that, what could I say to myself? Is there affirmation?
Say, I love you, Joanne.
Okay.
Say, I love you to yourself, yes, absolutely. Every moment of every day, whenever you remember, and out loud if possible, and looking in the mirror.
Okay. And maybe picturing the audience, giving them energy or have them giving me energy or...
Well, you're going to radiate an energy of love towards them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you visualize them, love them. Send them love.
Okay.
It's not about what they're giving you. It's about you, what you are giving them, what you are transmitting to them.
Right, right.
And so you can do it before you start with visualizing the audience and just sending them love. It's a very powerful technique.
Okay.
Because when you send people back, you usually get love back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not the other way. It's not the other way around that you're going to stand there and they're all going to start sending you love.
Right. Exactly.
You have to set the ball rolling, and you will get love back.
Right. Okay. And do you have any suggestions for, just making sure I remember, I've practiced my lines and that kind of thing, but so I don't forget, draw a blank or something.
Well, see, the thing is that the laughter and the love are going to help you relax. And when you're relaxed, you're going to remember what you want to say. And here's the thing I found, because I do a lot of speaking too, is, I'm sure you're well prepared and, you've learned what you're going to say. But just don't worry about it if you say things in a different order or you just say it slightly differently,
Right.
Because they don't know the whole structure of your speech.
Right.
And in my personal experience, you can get too caught up in trying to follow the formula of what you're going to say next, you know. I mean, one thing you can do is boil it down to, like, 3, 4, or 5 points that you want to make during your talk, you know.
Yeah, I have 3 points, right?
Yeah, 3 points, okay. And I'm sure you know your subject well enough so that you can talk about it even without notes or remembering what you wrote, yes?
Right, yes.
You just might not say it because you're going to be speaking spontaneously,
mm-hmm.
which is the best way, I think, to speak, because then your energy is spontaneous, so it's going to be more heartful, and it'll be more real and more engaging. So I wouldn't worry too much about trying to remember everything you've written down in your notes.
Right.
You know, you've practiced it. You know your subject in and out. So to go out there and enjoy yourself, you know?
Right, yeah.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I got to talk to you about it. This is perfect timing, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, so does that help?
Yes, very much so. Thank you so much, Brigido. And, I'll send, I think it'll just be, yeah, just think of it as fun, yeah. And like you said, practice it and then just go use it like celebrating, right?
Yes, and send them love beforehand and just keep remember how much you love them all.
Yeah, I have friends that are coming that I know.
Fantastic.
Who love me, who care about me. So
yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Send me an email after the talk.
Oh, can I ask you one more thing about it?
Yes.
I'm nervous, a little nervous, because there's it's a panel of two people, and the first guy is supposed to speak for like 22 minutes, and then I speak for 22 minutes, and then we have Q&A, and there's a moderator, but the moderator is not doing his job. Well, you'd think that he would say, he just says, well, you guys work it out. You know, the first guy talks and then you talk and you work it. He's going to introduce us and then he says, I'll disappear for 45 minutes. So there's no, he hasn't set up any way to signal the first person that it's the end of his time. And in my experience, the speaker always goes over time unless they get, you know, a signal from somebody or someone walks up. And so do you have a suggestion about that? How I could, ask for,
I would ask this person, you know, something like, because they should have cue cards or something set up to tell them, you know, you've got 5 minutes left or you've got 10 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Somebody should be doing that for them.
Right.
So I would look into having that organized or speak to this guy, this moderator, and say, look, you know, I'm concerned about this guy, because speakers lose track of time, it's very common that he has, you know, cue cards or something to let him know that he needs to wrap it up.
Right. Okay.
I think you need to be proactive about that.
Mhm. Yeah, because I'm concerned about, I've put so much time and effort into.
I would definitely take a stand about it and insist that there's some way that that this person is told, you know, is notified that they need to wrap it up.
Right. Okay. So just make sure I ask for that ahead of time. And
yeah, I would do it, on Monday, I guess. You know, I would start that conversation already on Monday, you know.
Yeah.
If you're speaking on Tuesday.
Right. You said there's some kind of there might be a timer there, but in my experience, people ignore a clock, you know.
Yeah, I mean, or ask to go first, you know.
Oh, I wish I could. Yeah, go first. That would be cool.
Well, ask.
But it doesn't, it's the sequence, it's all in the program so far that he's going through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but definitely I think you need to take a stand about that and insist that something is done. Because otherwise, you'll lose your time.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I guess at last resort, if there isn't a speak, you know, someone else there, I'll be sitting in the background. I guess I could just, that's kind of awkward, though, for me to stand up. for Santa.
Well, you have to sort it out with them, but you're sounding very hesitant.
Yeah.
And fearful about even taking a stand about it. And so this is an opportunity to do what I've been talking about in the call,
mm-hmm.
is find your courage and just go for it and talk to the moderator and talk to whoever needs and insist that it's done.
Right. Okay. I like that. Yeah. You're helping me to be more assertive here.
You need to be very assertive and proactive and get it organized and insist that this person has a way of knowing he has to wrap it up.
Right.
Your courage. Listen to this again. Listen to this call again.
Right. Okay. You send us the replay afterward?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you. This is great.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have a question? Now is your chance.
Brigida, this is Courtney from North Carolina.
Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, love. Yes. So what's happening?
Well, I have lived in a home I built for 33 years, and I put it on the market for financial reasons and just got a sweet, sweet offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that foreboding. Oh, what if the inspection goes wrong? What have I done? But in the meantime, I don't have any plans of where to go. And the thing that's drawing me is to get an RV and travel, because that's my passion.
Oh, fantastic.
But, you know, that's a little bit scary, downsizing from a house to an RV. And but I just think this was very appropriate for me, and I hope I will get the recording. So I'm going through with courage.
Yes.
And trying not to sabotage myself.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, this is good timing for you, this call, and you will get the recording. Everybody's going to get the recording.
Okay.
And so, yes, go for it. Go for it. And, you know, I'm glad that you're aware that you do this foreboding joy thing, because the awareness is the first step. And just try and keep yourself in, you know, in a positive mindset and laugh, you know, a lot.
Yes.
And surround yourself with love from friends and family, you know, the
Will
people
do.
That love you. And just keep imagining yourself in that RV, having lots of fun and traveling to all the places that you want to travel to. I think it's a fantastic idea. You know, my daughter-in-law's mother and her husband have just done. They both just retired from their jobs, and they're traveling around the country in their RV, and they're having a blast, you know? So I think that's a great idea.
Well, I guess I have fear around making a mistake, and financially I'm going to be on a tight string, very tight. And so I just, you know, I'm just dealing with that, and I'm...
Well, instead of focusing on the fear, which is all unknown.
Right.
It's all unknown. And so instead of focusing on that, focus on the excitement of all these places you're going to be able to go to in this RV, you know, and start maybe even get a map out of the United States or Canada or wherever you want to go and start thinking about, oh, I'd like to go here, and start planning a trip already, you know, to keep yourself focused on the positive.
Okay.
Because
I do need to do that.
Yes. And keep yourself focused. And anytime any fear comes up, you know, just start, get out all your plans or your folder, wherever you keep it, and have pictures of the places you want to go to, and talk about the places you want to go to your friends. so that you're bringing that into manifestation already, you see?
Okay.
So what you focus on expands. So just keep your focus on the RV and where you're going to go with it.
Yeah.
And have an awesome time.
I have one quick question. I was discussing with a friend recently, what is the opposite of love? It's not hate.
No, it's not.
You said the opposite of fear is love.
Yes.
So would you say that the opposite of love is fear?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yes. So love, laughter, and keep thinking about your trip and have an amazing time. I think it's all going to be wonderful, Courtney. I think it's going to be great.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for what you do.
Well,
you're just
thank
the best.
You. Thank you for saying that, and you're very welcome. Does anybody else have a question before we finish for today? Now is your chance. Anybody want any help with anything? Or are you all good? All right. Well, I'm going to assume you're all really, really good, which is great. And you will receive the recording of this call in the next couple of days. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, these free teleclasses that I do are a part of my Inner Circle membership program. In my Inner Circle, we have a call once a month, and you have to sign up and register for my Inner Circle on my website. It's www.discovermeditation.com/inner-circle, or you can see there's information about it also on the home page of my website, and when I send you the recording link, I will also give you a link there to my Inner Circle. So on my Inner Circle calls, what we do is everybody, the lines are open for all of you to ask questions like today and listen to other people's questions, share your successes and challenges, and you can build your experiences, stay connected into this energy, which is the positive energy of love, of joy, of abundance, and meet friends and be a part of our community. And you surround yourself with people who can show you how to create your abundant life. And so with that said, I look forward to hearing from you. And if you do join my Inner Circle, please let me know that you were on this call, because it's just fun to know that you came to the Inner Circle through one of these calls. And I want to wish all of you a wonderful, joy-filled, abundant day and week and month and year and rest of your lives. And it's always a great honor for me to be on these calls with you. And thank you so much for calling in, those of you who are calling in, and those of you around the world on the web. And we will meet again.
Sounds
so thank
great.
You, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The moderator.